cold upstairs. Go to bed in every night anyway. I get up in the morning and had, we call it the back living room. It was to be a bedroom.
Sitting room, we call it mostly.
Anyway, we had a little pot belly stove there, so I'd go down and build the fire. Then I'd build a fire in the kitchen so it'd be warm before I go to school, try to get her something to eat. Of course, Dad had, and had another lady come and stay with Mother during the daytime. But Byron would get up and help with the fires or anything. I said, Byron, why don't you go to Musial on Tuesday night? And he'd get, no way. So I never got to Musial. I
never got to go there.
I still got some
I didn't get on any of the fun at school because I always had to hurry right home from school. And Byron would come home at 7 o'clock at night, and then he'd be so mad because he didn't have any cook to eat. I said, I cook at 5 o'clock. He'd be home at 5:30 at the latest to eat. You know what time. But he and the boys would be on the streets at 7 o'clock. And it was that way. When Mother died, we could not find Byron. She died at 4:10 in the afternoon.
Well, see, she was very bad at first. I couldn't decide what was the matter, whether it was meningitis of the brain, you know, or something bad like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Earl had come in, and he's the one that knew she was in terrible trouble. So he talked to Dr. Jensen, who was Dad's son-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it wasn't Dad told him, so he didn't come. And Earl checked, and he said if it had been what I thought it was, Mother had been dead in 3 days, and he didn't come. So he went, Earl then went to Dad, and Dad called him, then it was Dad, see.
Oh.
He wouldn't come with, because Earl told him what exactly he thought.
Hmm.
And she'd have terrible pain.
Yeah, about her death that we left off last week, where Earl had come to see her, and said if she had only, she probably had only 3 days, and
I don't remember any of that.
Didn't get her to the hospital right away. They'd asked Dr.
She never went to the hospital. Yeah.
She had somebody at home.
I was there, and during the school hour, I was in college, and Mrs. Blair was there. She used to cook our meals, mm-hmm. but she told me that served 3 desserts. Her mother said, one dessert, come, Mrs. Blair. You don't have to make that many. And so I never got to go to Mutual because Byron would take turns with me. I had to get up in the morning, build the fires because Dad wouldn't have a furnace put in our house. In days, Dad wasn't there. And, well, he never had to in his job. I mean, he had to get up and build fires. I don't know why I can't, these kids. Which is putting in central heating. And so I had to go in the back living room and the kitchen. But on Saturdays, Byron worked at the lumber company, so I just stayed in bed until he got up and did it. But even that way, but I never go to football games or anything. I always had to rush home from school and help take care of Mother. And she was used to my turning her over and around, and that, you know, after you've been sick so long as she was, every bone in my body is sore.
Hmm.
And after Della came home, we decided...
From her mission.
Della came home from mission in the Northwest.
Uh-huh.
And Earl had wired Della and told her down the San Francisco coast. And come to Montello, he wanted to talk to Della and explain to Della about Mother's illness. But she never said do to anybody when she was coming home. And I happened to help get Mother up into a chair, rocking on a chair, and covered her up. And I just had to look out the front window, and I was still getting out of the car, taxi. And so, she rang the doorbell, and I opened the door and let her in. And Della came back, and she saw Mother. Mother, she still looked like I hit Della on the face so hard. And she saw how terrible I looked. She couldn't believe Mother was dying, even though we told her.
Hmm.
And Della was home about 5 weeks before Mother passed away. But we were talking about when she did new wallpaper in the kitchen, and that, though. We said, Mother, we'll go up some wallpaper. Pick up something real nice. We said we would. But don't be gone long, because Mother used to say to me, Gladys, you work all the time. Why don't you just sit here? I don't want you to talk to me. Just sit here, sit here. She just kind of was afraid to be home, Mother was. But anyway, Mrs. Barr was there, so Del and I went to town, and we were only gone an hour. And we came home, and Mrs. Blair was coming out of the bedroom, or back living room, we called it then. Her mother was sleeping, and we said, how's Mother? Oh, she's sleeping fine. And Del and I walked in that room. I knew Mother was dead before I looked at her, because the room was empty. I could sense, and then we both said, yeah, oh, Mother's dead. Never saw Mother's like that in all her life. If I could just keep that look on her face in the next, that's going to be wonderful. She had such a happy smile on her face when she died. I have a feeling her mother came for her, because almost every night, I was one always 6 months at night for bedtime and that. Oh, Gladys, only my mother had come for me and I never woke up again. Hmm. And she knew she was bedridden for life, and she wanted, Mother didn't want to be a burden to anybody. And she felt that way, so she was so happy, so happy, smile and everything in her face. And so Bill rang the phone and asked Conrad Jensen to come. But Mother had just passed away. I can't. I have a waiting room full of patients. I can't come. So, okay, fine. So Della phoned. Eris and Bonnie both worked together in a lumber company, and Eris answered the phone. So Della said, Eris' mother just passed away. But Conrad can't come. He says, I'll stay here till I get a doctor to come check Mother. And Bonnie will come right up. Well, we had to, Vaughn got there in a hurry, and Ollie Jensen, our sister, came right away. So Conrad Jensen, who's her husband, must have called her right away and told Mother had died. I don't know who brought her to our place as fast, because Ollie didn't drive until after her husband died. Hmm. But she was right there, and Eris got hold of Clark, Junior Clark Rich. And he came and pronounced Mother dead and signed the death certificate that she died. And then
where was Dad?
Pardon?
Where was Dad?
Well, had to hunt for him. And he was, Bonnie came in a hurry, and Eris came and don't know where Dad is. And Dad was being sued for an accident. And of course, he won the case Dad did, but Eris says, I'll go down to county courthouse. I think he's with my half-brother, Hiram Belknap, Adolphus Belknap. Mm-hmm. He's talking about this trial. It used to be on 24th, just above, behind where ZCMI is now. So Eris went down and found Dad there. And that mother died, so Dad came home right away. And he took quite hard when he saw Mother dead. But she was so happy, I wouldn't have asked for her to come back. Hmm. But we couldn't find Byron. Of course, he never did come straight home from school. But believe me, when he had kids of his own, you come home and you know what will happen to you after school if you don't come straight home. You didn't want to do what he did. But anyway, Eris figured they might be walking down Washington Avenue, which a bunch of kids did, and we couldn't find Byron. And so, we called the linguist to come and get Mother's body. And so they did. And took out, put in the hearse. And
where did they take her?